So let's see, if everybody will take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath now, everybody. Let's go back to where we were when we finished with Jane's song. Particularly in I Am Heaven, and then just go back to that place. So breathe in deeply now. Take a nice deep breath in and allow yourself to feel all the amazing energy that's created here today, the love and the kinship and the heartfelt energies, and imagine being in the flower with the butterfly, perhaps, or wherever you want to be, whatever feels good. So take a nice deep breath in, and again, allow that to swirl around you, and maybe feel the butterfly's wings around you or holding in your hand, and feel the angels caressing and being here, and allow yourself now to breathe in. And as you do that, allow the support for your neck and take that breath all the way down your back, supporting your neck, all the way down your spine, all the way down past your knees to your feet, and appreciate those feet that carry you everywhere you go all the time. Allow every cell and every fiber of your body just to totally and completely relax.
And as Abraham says, you're only an appreciation away. Abraham tells us that appreciation is the closest vibration to living in your vortex. Kindness, joy, love, appreciation are the matrix of your vortex. So take a moment right now and think about what you appreciate and feel your grid filling in with the vibrations of source energy. You're only an appreciation away. And you're only an allowing away. Feel free to allow yourself to be who you are and everyone else to be who they are. Allow the benevolence of the universe to gather the cooperative components together. How good does it feel to be one of those cooperative components? Knowing that it is already done. Remember, you're only an allowing away. And you're only a basking away. So revel in the delightfulness of all that's around you. Bask in the beauty of the universe revealing itself to you, moment by moment. You're only a basking away. And you're only a choosing away. So choose a smile over a grimace, a laugh over a frown. Choose hope over despair, a positive expectation over an anxious foreboding. Choose love and worthiness. That's who you really are. You're only a choosing away. And you're only a deja vu away. So take a wonderful feeling from the past and surround yourself with it now. See it, hear it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Let's take one step further and carry all that wonderfulness into some future experience you're anticipating now. Ah, you're only a deja vu away. And you're only an email away. Expect the co-creative email. What a fun idea. A friend received an email about a craft show which interested her. She went, and not only did she enjoy the show, but she was directed to a program where she enrolled in a class that allowed her to flourish at a workspace. You're only an email away from finding cooperative components, creating for and with you. And you're only a fantasy away. What fantasy have you always dreamed about? Pick up a magical wand and bibbidi-bobbidi-boo yourself there. Live the magical moment now, for a moment. Live it and love it. Love it and live it. Know it is there for you. Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. So imagine now what you want to attract. You're only a fantasy away. And you're only a graciousness away. So give a compliment, stir someone's heart. Feel your set point rise. You're only a graciousness away. And you're only a heartfelt feeling away. wherever you are, whatever you're doing, drop into your heart space now. Feel your vibration rising, connecting to source energy. Living in connection to source feels so good. You're only a heartfelt feeling away. And you're only an intuition away. Go inside. Connect to your inner being. Be at one with spirit. In this place, the universal words of wisdom will inspire you through your intuition. From this space, take action. You're only an intuition away. And you're only an iPhone or a smartphone away. Abraham says, ask and it is given. So if you want instant manifestation, just ask your iPhone. Talk to it. Studies show that for many people, especially women, the iPhone actually turns on the love centers. Ooh. You're only an iPhone or a smartphone away. And you're only a joyfulness away. So what joy are you anticipating today? The unconditional love of a grandchild? The springtime rebirth of crocuses and daffodils, the love calls of the birds, a walk in nature, the extra evening sunlight for your outdoor pleasure. How sweet it is. You're only a joyfulness away. You're only a kindness away. We all know that we receive equal to our giving. So give a kindness now. Feel what it does to your body. Feel the deliciousness in your body as the serotonin levels rise in you and everyone around you. Feel every part of your body responding to the vibration of kindness. We are all uplifters, uplifting the world, one kindness at a time. You're only a kindness away. You're only a letting go away. So let go of the angst. Let go of the resistance. Let go of the oars. Feel yourself floating downstream, lining up with the vibration of source energy. Know all is well. Allow your natural inheritance of well-being to flow through you now. You're only a letting go away. And you're only a meditation away. Well, sometimes you feel there's not enough time to take for yourself. Abraham tells us this is exactly the time we need to stop and take care of ourselves. Take a few moments now. Slip into the calmness of a deep breath. Release and relax in a few moments of mindfulness meditation. You're only a meditation away. You're only a nuance away. You know, that almost but not quite feeling is not good enough anymore. Abraham says, take delight in the impulses or nudges we send your way. Holmes says, for this is the thought of God through you. Give yourself a nudge. Go all the way. Now, watch your grid fill in with all the desires you've become in that. You're only a nuance away. You're only an optimism away. So change worry to certainty, frustration to anticipation, doubt to hope, pessimism to optimism. You're now in the vortex. Wow, you're only an optimism away. And you're only a phone call. Someone in the past who you needed to call but just never got there. A regret from the past that you would like to make amends, or something right now that you're procrastinating about. Do it now. Make that call. Feel the relief. How good it feels. You're only a phone call away. And you're only a purring away. Purring is a vibration of soothing. Just think about petting your cat and how purring makes you feel. So let's persist in pursuing our perfection. You're only a purring away. And you're only a quirkiness away. So dare to be a little different. Think a different thought. Think outside the box. Conspire for what you know is coming. Your co-conspirators will join you. Abraham says, the biggest conspirator is the universe, conspiring for your well-being. You're only a quirkiness away. And you're only a resolution away. Resolve to feel better no matter what. Resolve to look for the good in everything. Resolve to see through the eyes of Source. Oh, how beautiful the world really is. You're only a resolution away. And you're only a sense of well-being away. What is only is and not what can be. So go inside and connect with whom you really are. Allow your inheritance of well-being to manifest in you now. You're only a sense of well-being away. And for all you coffee lovers, you're only a Starbucks away. Smell the tantalizing aroma going directly to the pleasure center in your brain. Sense the interconnected neurons lighting up all your pleasure pathways. What a wondrous day awaits you. Ah, you're only a Starbucks away. And you're only a tenderness away. Be gentle in your thoughts. Let kindness, caring, and compassion fill your heart. Touch the tenderness of your soul. You're only a tenderness away. And you're only an unfolding away. Reach down to the depths of who you really are. Feel the flow of the universe. Watch the unfolding of your becoming. Know it is there for you. You're only an unfolding away. You're only a vibrational readiness away. Abraham says the vortex is the vibrational manifestation of all your desires. All the cooperative components are already gathered together. The universe is ready. Are you ready to vibrationally match what's already yours? You're only a vibrational readiness away. And you're only a wanting and a willingness away. A new thought or idea is the leading edge where our expansion is ever beginning. Connie's Beloved says, let the mind wander and wander over to experience its infinite delights. How much do you want it? How good are you willing to let it become? You're only a wanting and a willingness away. You're only an expectation away. So Abraham says, asking it is given. Jesus says, believe you have already received it, and it is yours. Belief and expectation are the same vibrational wavelength. Your expectations precede you. You're only an expectation away. And you're only a yummy away. And as your grid fills in with a yummy idea, taste the deliciousness of the new thought. Feel the connection, the source energy flowing through you. Allow the law of attraction to bring another, and another, and another. How yummy can it get? You're only a yummy away. And you're only a zippity-doo-dah away. So sing a song from your heart. Dance with the fairies. Skip happily down the yellow brick road. And have a zippity-doo-dah day. Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you so much.
You wrote that. You have got a voice for that. That's great.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
We always know Connie's going to laugh, so we can almost tell the places to put it in if you want to.